WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Motivation Spark. Your daily dose of inspiration, right here in your earbuds. I'm Jackson Reed, and let me tell you, holding onto grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Not cool, right? We all know the feeling, the anger, the hurt, the bitterness that just sits there like a weight on your chest. But guess what? You have the power to let go. Today, we're diving into the beautiful, sometimes challenging practice of forgiveness and how it can set you free. Think about it. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of resentment. It's a gift you give yourself a chance to move on, grow, and embrace a lighter, happier life. Ever felt stuck in a loop of anger or bitterness? Like that one situation keeps replaying in your mind, keeping you tethered to the past. That negativity is like a drain on your energy, your joy, your overall well-being. So, how do we actually do this forgiveness thing? It's not always easy, but trust me, it's worth it. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Understand that forgiveness is a process. Forget about instant magical healing. Forgiveness takes time, patience, and often a good dose of self-compassion. Be kind to yourself during this journey. It's not about forgetting what happened, but choosing to release its hold on your emotion. 2. Recognize your own role. We all make mistakes, right? Sometimes holding on to anger is actually about us needing to process our own feelings of guilt or hurt. Take a step back and honestly assess if there are any patterns in your life that might be contributing to this negativity. 3. Empathy is key. It's hard to forgive someone when you think they're completely heartless, right? But try putting yourself in their shoes. Could there be reasons behind their actions that you don't fully understand? Maybe they were hurting too, or maybe they made a mistake out of fear or insecurity. It doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help you to see them as human, with flaws and vulnerabilities just like you. 4. Focus on the benefits. Think about how freeing it will feel to let go of that anger. Imagine the lightness, the clarity, the space for joy and happiness that opens up when you choose forgiveness. 5. Take action. Forgiveness isn't just a thought, it's an active choice. It might involve talking things out, writing a letter that you never sent, or simply making a conscious decision to release the negativity. Find what works best for you and take that step towards healing. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant woman who has been passed over for promotions at work 3 times in a row. She feels betrayed by her boss and constantly questions if she's good enough. This resentment festers inside her, impacting her sleep, her relationships, even her creativity. But then, Sarah decides to practice forgiveness. She starts by acknowledging her hurt and anger, but then she actively chooses to focus on the positive aspects of her work, her skills, and her support system. She recognizes that holding onto this resentment isn't serving her in any way, and she makes a conscious decision to let go. Sarah realizes that while her boss might have made a mistake, it doesn't define her worth. She focuses on what she can control, her own hard work, her continuous learning, and her positive attitude. Guess what? By letting go of anger, Sarah opens herself up to new opportunities. She starts taking initiative, leading projects, and showcasing her talent. Her boss even recognizes her growth and offers her a mentorship program. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or condoning wrong behavior. It's about freeing yourself from its grip so you can move forward with strength, clarity, and grace. So, the big takeaway here is this. Forgiveness isn't just some hippy-dippy concept. It's a powerful tool for personal growth and well-being. It takes courage, self-awareness, and a whole lot of inner strength, but trust me, the rewards are beyond worth it. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with holding on to anger or resentment? What has helped you on your journey towards forgiveness? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and encouragement here. Don't forget to subscribe to the Motivation Spark for your daily dose of inspiration, and until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.